At the end of your life, what will be your legacy? What will you leave behind for future generations? For the world, join the world messenger, Isabella Lundberg. Each week as she brings you a new distinguished guest from the business, sports, or entertainment world to share their success, their struggles, and their lessons. They will share their insights into current hot topics that affect everyone. Isabella facilitates an intimate, vulnerable environment to find the true value of humanity and real leadership. Are you ready for your legacy? The legacy that matters?
Hello, hello, my beautiful friends. It's Isabella Lundberg, the World Messenger, and I'm inviting you for another epic episode of Legacy Leader Show. Today, I wanted to address one of the hottest topics that we're coming back full circle to, and we cannot escape no matter how much we try, and that is definitely AI. We had just this past week at Denver Startup Week, and we had, as a result, major two players coming in the town to deliver tremendous two keynotes. And what I really loved about their keynotes is, which I will share, the major takeaways, but how beautifully complementary they are and how much actually are in alignment, not only for what I'm already doing myself and also Legacy Leader Institute, but what we're also advocating and doing for our clients. And we have evidence and the proof, not only on our website, but also through articles that I already written in the last year and a half or so, focusing truly of the implications of the AI and how is evolution of AI also involving or not organizations. We all have opportunity to be on forefront and also opportunity to position ourselves for success. And reality is if we're not, it's going to definitely affect us reversely. So how about we take a quick look? So from Reid Hoffman's perspective, who is the former or current co-founder of LinkedIn, he is a renowned entrepreneur and also a very much so visionary leader. He brings some really effective key points that I feel like we all have to have our infrastructure, our organization in order to be able to be effective with that. So one of the things he brought up is a sense of fearless leadership and how important it is today in a rapid change in AI landscape to have fearless leaders. I can't agree more. He's preaching to the choir, I'm sure, but I'm being very passionate and obviously wanted to always to step up and be obviously on forefront of innovation. I have to be myself personally fearless leader as well. So for all of you that are out there watching and listening and identifying as a fearless leaders, kudos because you're already steps and steps ahead of many others. But let's take a look on these four key points here that I wanted to address based on his keynote. Number one aspect is obviously embracing experimentation. He would definitely shared how important it is to emphasize and build successful AI-ready organization when we do have culture that is allowed in experimentation. When we don't have that in place, we're in trouble, right? We have the opportunity to be able to experiment. And when we do in the best way, we also can highlight importance that are encouraging, not only just now embracing, but also encouraging innovation that is so much obviously needed in order to move forward. Second takeaway that I've found from him is the risk and innovation. And I love how he is recognizing that we cannot innovate unless we're willing to put some risk and into that. And all of us now that are more savvy and have a more experience can really work towards having calculated risk as a part of it. So when we look at something that we can do and what is the imminent risk of it? What is the risk down the road? We can obviously be able to much be more mindful and then also able to effectively innovate as a result and transform our organization, products and services. Third point that I found tremendously important and I wanted to highlight as well, it's the also opportunity to be inclusive. And I cannot stress how much I agree with Reid about this because underscoring the importance of the AI is equitable, accessible and beneficial for everyone. So we need to really figure out how we continue to be equitable, how we continue to be accessible, how do we continue to be beneficial and inclusivity in terms of not only in one particular program and rest of organization silo, but across the whole organization. When we have that inclusive perspective and also contributors, we can really move needle, not only much more effectively, but also much more faster. And then a fourth point that I found tremendously important, which I love that he addressed as well, which is learning from failure. Right now, so many organizations are still not allowing as a failure as a learning curve and as a learning process. And as a result, if we're not then attempting to do anything, we can also fail, right? But we are failing by not failing, meaning because if we're not doing anything, that doesn't mean that we're not failing. I'm sure we are failing, but we're failing in a very passive way with no alternative in sight of what alternatively we could possibly do, right? Because failing, when we do with actions, then we at least know, oh, this is not working. Let's quickly adjust. Let's move here. And as a result, we can move the needle much faster. So I'm deeply grateful to hear that from Reid Hoffman. But now let's take a look at what Eric Schmidt, the former CEO of Google, a pioneer in AI, and the co-author of The Edge of AI. So when we look at here what's happening, I highly recommend to read the book, obviously, because in the book of The Age of AI, he's addressing so many interesting components, but also expanding on this amazing keynote that he delivered. So I wanted to also point it out that the top four topics that I found or takeaways are important, but his focus was on contrary from the reads on us of the obviously leaders that we obviously needed to have more than ever, which are fearless leaders. His approach is to really overarching around practical aspects of the AI. How can we scale? How can we also be able to focus as a leaders and during uncertain times and also be still very confident, right? So he came up with something that I love, this framework, which really brings home and actually completed, as I mentioned, reads very well. So first takeaway that I found tremendously beneficial and I loved it was vision for innovation. If we don't have a vision from the leadership standpoint, what innovation looks to us and how important it is, and we cannot articulate that and we cannot disseminate that to our teams, then we are in really, really dire situation. Because in order to solve real world challenges, will require us to connect the that and then also deliver that, right? So from Eric's perspective, he's also obviously seeing how city leaders, for example, using AI and smart infrastructure and public service driving significant traffic for the efficiency in the traffic management and urban planning. I love that he also brought it up, how we can actually start using AI for greater good, which is really something that I'm super excited about. The second point was about embracing change, something that I'm also tremendously passionate, which is also very important because we cannot do anything without having, obviously, change culture, a culture that has a flexibility and willingness to change, that is willing to embrace it. And it's also being able to leverage and utilize their environment as AI agents, right? Because we need to transform our decision-making and definitely change the processes related to that. And if we're not doing, then we will definitely going to be left at a desk. So specifically, when we now look at what Google is doing or Microsoft, we have opportunity, obviously, to look at how can we also stay ahead, right? The third component that I find it tremendously insightful, and I also cannot agree more, which is understanding the risk. Obviously, Reid mentioned about the risk component, but now how do we understand it and how understanding of this risk is translated into ethical implications? So by understanding the risk, he was also using an example, which I love, which is very dear to me, because how is this affecting, for example, AI in military? We're seeing so many shifts, changes in obviously private sector, but in public sector, we also see need for keeping human aspects in the loop, how we are driving these operations and staying so connected to it, right? And then the fourth component that I love here is fostering collaboration. So many organizations are missing the boat on this one. We're not seeing the level of collaboration, specifically now that more and more people come back to office and they did not see each other, that they operate in the silo, they still continue to operate in silos. So I find that more than ever, it's important for leaders to facilitate collaboration between AI experts, ethical and professional teams in different various domains, as well as obviously in some cases, end users as well, because that's when you can create something that is not going to be only ethical, but also effective, right? But from when we bridge all these eight components now from Reed and from Eric, I think feel like I can say confidently come up with validation of the eight steps of AI ready framework. And interestingly, I have the framework that I leverage and utilize already with a few clients who are dabbling into AI. And I wanted to share that with you. So what these eight steps look like and how can you build the organization that is going to be AI ready? And I know it's for a lot of you. Some of you may be thinking we're already positioned, we're already headed in direction, but let's make sure just for quick reference, are we matching and are we having the checklist that we can say we can check that off because we already have that in place. Or if you don't, that is just something definitely then to consider. Or thirdly, if you don't even know, or maybe have some of the dabbling there, but you don't know how, despite getting these eight steps, then we are happy here to help you and lead you in that process. So obviously, based on what we're learning, what we're seeing, what they validate, we are confident that we can say the first step would be to define your vision, your AI vision, really clear understanding for everybody from top to bottom and across the whole organization. Also, this number two will be conducting process analysis right now without data, without understanding workflows and understanding implications and impact. It's going to be very challenging and difficult. But what I'm also finding that is very important is to foster, specifically from AI perspective, the pilot programs. And those pilot programs can be very effective when they're done right. But I also find a catch-22. Do you have the pilot program first, or do you have the fourth component, which I found actually AI labs? And what I found actually, if we institute AI labs with people that are those early adopters that meet criteria in terms of their knowledge, the influence, and also belong to different departments that can think of about all of those reasons and risks and challenges and issues, then you can percolate and create something, and then you can bring to the pilot program. Or in some cases, you can start with pilot program and then build these great AI innovative labs, and from there, magic happens. And this is what brings me to the fifth component that I want to talk about, which is customized AI solutions, right? It's like, what solution is the best for our environment? How is this our environment going to change as a result of it? How is our environment going to be more effective? What can we tailor here, right? And then bring us to the sixth point. We all cannot do anything without actually building a great team and great leadership team specifically that I'm talking about. We need to AI savvy leaders who already dared, who already dabbled, who are already playing with a lot of different AI tools and who are huge proponent about AI, which also shows when we have AI savvy leaders, then we obviously can now focus on prioritization, which is number seven point, which is prioritization high value use cases. How is this now applicable in our environment? How is this applicable in our environment of our clients? How can we deliver greatest return on our investments? And where should we be spending more time and effort? And we don't have that. Obviously, it's going to put us in very challenging, difficult situation. And then also the lastly, the number eight really is upscaling our team. What I found a lot of times, specifically in recent years, yes, a lot of talent is overwhelmed. They have a lot of workload and so much changes beyond AI. So when we now the AI layer on top of it, it's really even more so challenging and difficult, but does that have to be that way? We obviously have opportunity to look at things that a small incremental learning curve on daily basis can really lead to that cross-functional, cross-effective environments that we can really then bring everything, tie this home. So when I look it back again from both of these keynotes and just these eight steps that I want to make sure that you're aware of it and that you can build your AI-ready organization, I also wanted to highlight something that a lot of you already asked me. And I want to make sure that you understand what it takes today also to be able to drive this home by empowering your teams with AI-driven strategies and cutting-edge solutions. it's really important to be also able to measure how a business is doing and outcomes of that. And that is really where we come in place. And this is something that I'm really proud to say the Legacy Leader Institute's been doing, that ensures that organizations stay ahead, that is rapidly evolving in the digital landscape, but that all of this is giving you on the end of the day great ROI, and it's keeping with fantastic KPIs. Why is this important again? Because we're seeing a lot of times AI strategy not being aligned. And that's something that we have tremendous skill set and also knowledge how to do that. So I would really also think about it. How is this aligning now with what we were trying to do or not? So that you can have a clear, actionable roadmap. Then we also look at AI infrastructure assessment. Obviously, how is this optimizing AI? How is this scalable? How is this secure? How is it going to perform? I'm sure you have 100 different questions around that. And what we really do from outcome perspective is a robust AI infrastructure supporting advanced AI initiatives and optimally the growth, right? We also look at things from very different lens around integration and governance. We know that a lot of roles and policies are not still being spelled out, that we have a huge gap in all of them. But what we can also do is to look at, while this is happening, how can I be the leader industry and pull this up forward and also take in consideration all these implications? And on the end of the day, the outcome will be to fully integrated AI system with solid governance to manage risk and ensure compliance. Wouldn't that be magic, specifically for these highly regulated industries that are so many of you are working at and already feeling like overwhelmed? Of course. And then we also look at things from intelligent partnership and collaboration. Are these strategic partnerships making sense? And who are our collaborators that we're doing this with? And that they're driving on the end of the day as an outcome, right type of solutions? And are they fueling innovation? And also, are they helping with execution that is obviously moving the needle there in the right direction? And I also want to point out additional components here that we find interesting. And what it's often missing, it's how it's AI used as a case development and implementation. If we're not looking at the case study and developing that particular case that understand this, we're not going to obviously see and connect the dots, as I mentioned. And everybody's now having competing priorities. So we want to make sure you know that case of developing and implementing scenarios for your organization in terms of AI and ROI, it's going to obviously lead to that organizational growth and impact that you're looking for. And then we see something that always kind of comes as after that, right? As they mentioned, how important is scaling the talent. I want to make sure that AI training and challenge management are really pushing and propelling you forward. And a lot of times as a result, we need to look at here, how is this fitting with force, with the productivity? How is this fitting with overall innovation? And that's, as I mentioned, AI innovative labs are the ones that I want to make sure that also people are paying attention to and understanding the processes related to that. And lastly, obviously the insights, the analytics, the data, all of that is going to then help you to make the data-driven strategy, making sure that you are actually doing things in a way that matter the most for your customer satisfaction, for employment engagement, and for operational excellence that everybody is looking for. So I know that I shared a lot here, and I am sure for every one of you are now scratching your head again and thinking through.
Thank you for listening to Legacy Leader Show. If you enjoyed the content and had a positive experience, then please leave us a positive rating. In addition, leave us positive review whenever you are listening on whatever platform there might be. Make sure your friends and family also know about the benefit and value that we provide and what we have to offer. Cheers.